Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to Beat Mix? Well, before we get to beating Migs, we have a very special happy birthday to announce to our Rockaholics. It's a friend that we met last year.
At the Mariners game.
His name is Easton, and he is turning 13 years old. Teenager time. Let's go, Easton.
Uh-oh. Of course we got to do this for you, Easton.
It's your birthday today.
Easton!
Closest mates.
It's your birthday today,
Easton.
Happy birthday, Easton.
Happy birthday. I know he's dealing with some health stuff, so Easton, sounds like you're getting better. You're feeling better. We love you. Shout out to your mom, Jenny, as well. And I hope you had the best birthday.
Best birthday ever. Let's get to our Beat Mix contestant.
Easton.
It is Corey from JBLM. Corey, are you there?
I am here.
Corey is ready, Steve, so you've got to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, Corey will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do this.
Which company's logo is the swoosh?
Nike.
Correct. What does the C in CBS stand for?
Commercial.
No.
Central.
No.
Pass.
How many times has Dave Navarro been married?
3 times.
No.
2 times.
No.
4 times.
Yeah. Pickleball was first played on Bainbridge Island in what decade?
60.
Yes. What letter stands for the Roman numeral 50?
L.
Yes. Jaws was primarily filmed in which East Coast state?
Vermont.
No.
New Jersey.
No.
Virginia.
No. What kind of party did the March Hare host in Alice in Wonderland?
Oh. Pass.
Which comedian did Will Smith slap on stage in 2022?
Chris Rock.
Yes. Philomophobia is the fear of what display of affection?
Kissing.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes, there we go. Counting. Counting is good. Congratulations on a score of 6. Corey. In walks the worthy competitor.
There he is.
Steve Migs. Welcome. What did you do out there?
Nothing.
Oh, no.
Dayton, our phone screener, he was shooting a video. I walked in. He wanted me to warm up for the game, so he asked me to do the alphabet backwards.
How far did you get?
And it'll be on our social media pages. Let's just say in the course of the minute, I hadn't finished.
Oh, no.
So I know he was trying to help me maybe get my brain moving, but I think it might have shut it down.
Usually you can finish in under a minute.
Not now.
I mean, I'm talking about the game Beat Migs. I'm talking about Beat Migs.
I'm over 50 now. Things go a lot slower.
Steve, are you ready?
Yeah!
Which company's logo is the swoosh?
Nike.
Yes. What does the C in CBS stand for?
Central?
No.
Columbia.
Yes. How many times has Dave Navarro been married?
Dave has been married 3 times.
No.
2 times.
No.
4 times.
Yes. Pickleball was first played on Bainbridge Island in what decade?
The 60s.
Yes. What letter stands for the Roman numeral 50?
C.
No.
Oh. 50 is M.
No.
L.
Yes. Jaws was primarily filmed in which East Coast state?
Let's go New York.
No.
Florida.
No.
New Jersey.
No. What kind of party did the March Hare host in Alice in Wonderland?
A naked party.
No.
A toga party.
No.
A fun party.
No. Which comedian did Will Smith slap on stage in 2022?
Chris Rock.
Yes. Philomophobia is the fear of what display of affection?
Smile.
No.
Hug.
No.
High five.
No, Steve. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct is a tie. 6-6. Nice job, Corey.
And I remembered the tea party.
Yes, the it was a tea party.
Damn it.
Yep. Well, let's see here. Jaws was primarily filmed in Massachusetts.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
And yes, it was a tea party, a mad tea party hosted by the March Hare. And philomophobia, our friend did know that it is the fear of kissing.
Okay.
Yeah. Congratulations on another tie in 2026, Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
It is wild how quickly February 13th is going to creep up on us. And that is the date of Live Night, which is back at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel in the brand new ballroom. So we're going to be doing our shows at night instead of during the day that day.
That's right.
The men's room is going to be there. We're going to be there. Every sound effect you hear will be performed live. Every song you hear will be performed live. Nothing is pre-recorded.
It's always usually just a giant cluster F. And it's just a great time. And when the men's room are out there doing their thing, we're hanging out with the crowd watching, and when we're vice versa as well. So it's a great opportunity to hang out with the Rockaholics.
It's an awesome party. You don't want to miss it. And you can go get all the details and grab your tickets at KISW.com.
Something got you bent and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
Sliding and sliding and sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
You, too, can leave us a voice message. It's a very safe space that we'll only share amongst friends.
Yes.
You can do it through the Odyssey app. There's a little microphone icon, and that's how it's done. Steve, what is going on in there today?
Let's find out.
I got one for your hell yeah moments. Can we get a hell yeah for your Seattle Kraken beating the Boston Bruins tonight? We're in the black jerseys. The alternate jersey curse is over. Hell yeah.
How many times had they worn them up to that point?
I think three.
Let's go buy one.
I already have two.
Oh.
You have two?
Hell yeah.
Well, I got one for Christmas. I got the Maddie Beniers one. And then one came from a different country that I forgot I ordered one time in a moment of impulsivity.
Look at you.
Is it black or is it gray?
It's off black.
Hell yeah.
There are many shapes.
It's fascinating. I actually was worth the $13 because I'll have to show you guys a picture of like the differences. They're very minimal, but when you put it next to the real one, it's noticeable. Mainly the S on the chest is a lot smaller.
Oh, fun.
Because, you know, the S on the Seattle Kraken S is massive.
Yeah.
But not from other countries it isn't.
It's like a mini S.
So, yeah. So, if you ever see me with a capo caco on, it's a small caco.
It's a cute S.
Yes. But hell yeah, man. The Kraken, great win. I went to bed. It was 5-2. I wake up at 7-4. I'm like, what the hell happened? But who cares, right? They won.
That's Kraken hockey, baby.
What, I think that's like 7 games with a point. 7 or 8 games that they've got with where they've gotten at least a point.
That's amazing.
Yeah, definitely deserving of a...
Hell yeah.
Right, so we got our next voice message through the Odyssey app.
Renal is rectal and anal put together. That might be the dumbest and funniest thing I have ever heard. Wow, Steve. Wow.
Hell yeah.
So welcome to the inside of Steve's brain.
Well, if you don't know what he's talking about, that happened a couple of days ago during Beat Migs.
In what organ of the human body will you find the renal pelvis?
That would be the butt.
No. Jesus. The organ of the human body where you will find the renal pelvis is the kidney. That's the part of the kidney that collects your urine.
You both said butt, by the way.
Well, yeah, renal. Yeah, here comes my expert reason why I thought it was that. Well, yeah, renal.
And the little old band from
like
Texas.
Rectal and anal put together.
Oh, my renal. God. It makes sense,
that
Steve.
That might be the dumbest and funniest thing I have ever heard.
I agree with the first part for sure.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, we got into a fascinating conversation about unique families. A lot of us have them. And then a lady named April called in afterwards to tell us that she is living in a house with 9 people.
Hell yeah.
And they are a polyamorous blended family. So
hell
we
yeah.
Obviously have a lot of questions. We're going to chat with April about it at 7:20.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Yesterday, we got into a chat about unique families and just different circumstances that make our families a little bit different. And then we ended up getting a call from a lady named April, who said that she lives in a house with 9 people.
9 people.
And they are all polyamorous.
Let's go.
We didn't get a chance to chat with April yesterday, so we had to bring her back today.
Absolutely.
Hi, is this April?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, April. So tell us what makes your family unique.
Well, our family is a blended family, but it means, in our case, that we are polyamorous. So we have a couple different couples going on in our house at all times.
How many couples are we talking about?
Let me see. There's myself, my husband and his girlfriend and her husband, and her husband and his partner.
Chain, 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 chain of drawers.
Sorry, I lost count on my fingers. How many total is that?
Yeah, I don't know. Half a dozen, maybe? I don't know.
Okay, this is a stupid question, but so do you guys, like, are you able to, like, make a full circle of polyamory? Like, because you said you're with your husband, his husband's got his girl, his girl's got her guy, that guy's got her, like, does the circle come complete?
It's almost a circle because I did kiss that other partner once.
That's crazy.
So are there many relationships outside of the husband and then spouse or I guess the spouse and girlfriend, like outside of the kiss that you had? Are there more of those cross blendings?
Not so much in the house, but I do have my own boyfriend and he has his house that he shares with his ex-wife.
Oh, wow.
And so how many of you actually live in the same home together?
There's 9 of us all together with our kids.
Wow.
Wow. So yeah. Do you guys have the house set up so that, like, you could go from one room to the next? Like, you know, I mean, you got to make sure feng shui it or whatever it is. Like, you know, you want to make sure,
yeah,
like, the next door over is,
yeah,
that guy's.
Like, 3 different fireman poles, a slide, of course.
Okay, I know you're just messing with me now, right?
Wow. How do you explain it to your kids, like, when they're old enough to kind of understand what's going on, I guess?
It was super easy because we sat them down and said, hey, you know how mommy and daddy are married? We very much love each other. Well, you know how our friends are married and they very much love each other. Well, daddy and our other friend, they love each other. And so now we have, like, another kind of mommy and another kind of daddy and then, a third mommy.
I'd be like, listen, kids, Christmas time, you're going to get hooked up with lots of gifts from lots of people.
Right, of course.
How do you guys handle meals? Do you cook for the whole crew or is it kind of like
just go to a buffet. Just go to a buffet.
No. I do not kitchen, but there are 4 other adults and 3 teenagers, and they can take care of the 7-day a week. I do cleaning.
Taryn all of a sudden is going to be hey, Brad,
I think I found something that's going to work for us.
All right, one more question from me. When an argument happens, how does that work with the house dynamic? Because, I mean, are you all arguing? Or is it like, okay, now I'm going to go vent to this person and then vent to this? I mean, there's just a lot going on.
You know what's really nice is that you kind of have a built-in support system no matter what. So if you're having an argument with one of your kind of nested partners or your bed partner, you have someone else that you can turn to and ask for advice. But generally, we will sit around our kitchen table and kind of hash things out together because we know each other in different intimate ways. And that really gives us insight to what might be going on.
Never thought about it that way, but you're absolutely right. Yeah, if someone's just like, hey, you know, Brad, sorry, it's Taryn. I mean, you're Brad, but, like, you know, it's like, hey, the reason why he's feeling this way, he can't explain it, but I know him well enough to know that this is the reason why.
Right, exactly. Huh. And then on the other hand, you can just turn to her and be like, you know what? Brad is being an A-plus jerk. Let's go get a drink.
I love that. That's fun.
And one last favor. You know, we're always on a quest for more listeners, and I feel like you would just double our numbers. Can you make sure everyone in your house listens to our show?
Of course. I'm going to text all other 8 people. I'll text my boyfriend. I'll text the woman that I met on Tinder. And I will make sure that my boss listens in because he loves a good time.
Yes. You guys are
not
awesome.
Like that. Oh my gosh, not like that. Oh dear.
Oh, sorry for us for assuming. Hey, okay, so when you're talking to somebody on Tinder, how soon is that, like, something that they, like, how soon until you explain the situation?
Oh, that's in my profile. That's like A1, number one. Hey, yeah. I'm polyamorous. I have a boyfriend. And
there's like nine of us in the house.
Right. There's nine of us in the house. It's seven bedrooms, so there's always a bed available. You're welcome.
So how soon until the reality show starts?
Right? We were actually featured in a magazine once, but we're not good with cameras. No, I don't think so.
Fair.
It's not keeping up with the polyamories, you know?
Well, April, this is fascinating, and thank you so much for shedding some light on your situation. It's wonderful.
Thank you so much for letting me come on the show. I thought this was a great, great way to introduce myself to you guys. I've been a long-time listener.
You rock, and thank you for answering our ignorant questions.
Yes. Ask me anytime. Yeah.
Awesome, April. Take care.
Thanks so much. Bye.
Bye.
The Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, I'm very excited about what has just been delivered to our studios, and that is the new Rock Beanie, available in the Rock Shop.
Yes.
At KISW.com. I'm going to put it on over my headphones. How does it look?
Sexy.
Does it look good like this?
Well, I love that we have one beanie to share with the three of us. Oh, yeah, you look like a stud.
Oh, thanks, Steve. Yeah, yeah. You can get the new KISW Rock Beanie at KISW.com. Some of the world's most popular TV shows are turning 50 this year.
That's right. We're in early January. I feel like this is like the time of the year where we find out what we're celebrating. Like, how are we going to feel old right now, Tyron Daly?
Well, for many of us, we watch a lot of these shows in syndication, Steve.
Fair.
So one of them is still going strong.
Let's see if you can guess what it is just based on the theme song alone. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Danny? Family Feud. Family Feud. Yes. Survey says you are right.
You know why? We were watching it over the Christmas vacation. And me and Lily were going head to head.
Nice.
Yeah.
So who's your host of choice?
Oh, Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey is pretty great.
He's so great.
What was it? Richard Dawson.
Mm-hmm.
It's shocking that he didn't get more STDs from all the women that he kissed. Like, he was kissing every chick that was on that show. He was horned up. Yeah.
He must have been in radio.
Yes.
So, Miggs.
Yes.
You want to put us to the test with some of these TV shows turning 50 this year.
I found some of the ones that have iconic theme songs, and I thought it would be fun to see if you could figure out which ones is which.
Oh, boy.
So, the first one we're going to go with, and I have some hints if you need it, but I don't know if you guys ever rocked with this show. This was definitely before my time, but in syndication, I watched the living hell out of it. This might be one of my favorite theme songs.
Come and knock on our door.
Oh, Three's Company.
Yep. Three's Company.
With our kisses are hers and hers
and his.
Three's Company too.
Funny enough, I never watched I've watched clips. I've never watched like a full episode, but the reason I know it was because they reference it in Full House.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And what was it? Like, there was always the debate with a lot of shows. There was always like the brunette and the blonde. Which one are you into? Was it like Joyce DeWitt or Suzanne Summers?
Here's the blonde.
The Thighmaster.
Oh, of course, Suzanne. She was also the mom on Step by Step.
Yeah, Chrissy.
Also, I just love the premise of the show. It was a straight guy that needed, like, he couldn't live with two women. Like, it was the 70s. So he had to pretend to be gay.
Of course.
So he could live there. And whenever, like, the landlord would come by, he had to, like, pretend to be gay.
Oh, my God.
The landlord was, like, Don Knotts, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Ropers.
Yeah.
All right, let's see if you can figure out which one this is.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, Schlemiel. Schlemiel. Hudson's Beverage Incorporated. We're going to do it.
Danny has no idea. And this was a spinoff. A spinoff from, I believe, Happy Days.
Oh my gosh.
Joni and Chauncey?
No. It is two people. They're in Milwaukee. They're working at a beer place. One of the women's name is Laverne.
And Shirley.
There we go. Never really watched that show.
No.
Although I was always fired up when Lenny and Squiggy would swing by.
Of course.
Yeah. And was it a Happy Days spinoff?
I have no idea.
Okay. This one I feel like both of you are going to nail within like 2 seconds. Oh, I guess I was wrong.
It's time to play Muppets.
Okay, very good. 50 years.
Wow.
They're coming back, too.
Like, as a TV show?
Yeah, they're doing the Muppet Show. I don't know if it's, like, actually going to be a thing, but they just announced, and, like, Sabrina Carpenter is going to be the celebrity guest.
Let's go.
It looks amazing.
Of course not. You guys are into it.
Oh, so in. I'm going to DVR it right now.
Now, is it going to be, like, the... I didn't hate the last attempt of the Muppet Show where it was, like, The Office, but it was the Muppets.
I don't like that one either.
It was clever, but after, like, two episodes, I was like, I'm kind of done.
I will say Seth Rogen is the one in charge of it.
Wow.
So it should be kind of interesting.
All right, Seth, so, we trust.
Yeah.
Stoner jokes and Sabrina Carpenter?
Let's go.
Sounds like a plan. All right, this one I feel like... I don't know if you guys are going to be able to get this one, but this one brings back some great memories for me. About three teenage boys as they navigate friendship, school, and family while getting into harmless trouble in 1970s Los Angeles.
Three teenage boys.
One of them named Rerun. Let's not forget Raj. And my favorite, Dwayne. No. What's happening? You don't remember what's happening?
I never watched that one.
Okay, I have... a dumb story about what's happening.
You know, tell
remember,
it.
Remember in like elementary school and in school, you got to put together like a little play. And I remember we had a project of making a play, so I thought it'd be awesome to recreate the intro of what's happening as my like performance at my elementary school. And one of the scenes, Dwayne, my favorite, he's on a skateboard. He falls off the skateboard and he kind of gives like the, oh, whatever kind of thing. So I was like, I'll do that part. As a performer, I'll never forget this. So I get on a skateboard in my classroom, and I purposely try and fall, but I fall forwards instead of backwards and slam my face on the floor and bust my nose. So now there's blood everywhere, and my teacher's like, what the F are you doing? They had to call my mom. My mom was annoyed with me. It was... I'll never forget that moment.
I think that's way better than a perfect replica of the intro.
You're 1,000% right.
The Daily Mix Show.
Were you by chance listening to the cheat sheet for Beat Migs during the men's room yesterday at 5:40? We gave out three of the correct answers to the upcoming game. And Steve, currently you're sitting at 3 wins, 2 losses, and 2 ties in 2026. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Migs at 7:50.